This is A Story of Sorts, the podcast mostly about bookish stuff. Footnotes. Hello everyone and welcome to another Footnotes episode, another bonus episode. I am Karina Pereira, as usual, your host here, and today we are going to get straight into it and talk about the books that I have read in May. So today is actually a very special day, I feel, because I just got vaccinated this morning. It's just and only the first dose. I am getting my second dose on the 30th of July. Actually, by the time you get to listen to this episode, I will have been vaccinated for a few days already. I am happy to say that so far in the day, and I've been there to get vaccinated in the morning, and so far I don't have any complaints. My arm is only a little bit stiff, even though, to be honest, I played a lot of air guitar because I've seen it on TikTok that it helps just kind of go around with your arm very, very fast. But besides that, I'm really feeling great, and let's see how it goes with the second dose. So if it goes as well as this one, I will have no trouble with the vaccination, but it's a bit too early to speak. I'm just really happy to have the chance to be vaccinated so that I can, you know, protect others and to feel more protected as well. But let's talk about books. Let's talk about the books that I've read in May. It seems at the same time that things have been going, like, every month seems to go super fast, and at the same time seems to be so long that everything seems to have happened so long ago. Even though, yeah, it's been a month since I finished all these books and I was looking at the list today to talk about them. And it's like, wow, did I really just read this last month? Because it seems like it's been a year or something. But anyway, let's get started. The first book that I've read in May was The Guest List by Lucy Foley. Actually, this was an audiobook, and I've seen a lot of people talking about it on the thriller side of Instagram and of book accounts as a really good read, and I must say, I also agree. I think it was very well written, but also very well plotted. And I know that, like, you know, some of the troubles with the main characters or the characters that talk in the book, because each chapter is a new person talking, are, you know, just regular everyday problems. Some problems are really complicated. And throughout the story, I was trying to guess who the killer was, because obviously there is a murder. And I was wrong. I was right about a lot of things. I think I guessed early enough who was going to be killed, but I did not know that that was going to be the assassin. And I really, really enjoyed it. This takes place in like this fake made-up island in Ireland. And the build-up of the story is just super interesting, especially the sphere that it creates, because it's like, okay, is this island in Ireland? It's cold and dark and misty. I just really loved the environment that the book managed to create. So this was a 5-star for me. The second book was actually from an author that has been on the show. Her episode went out on the 8th of June, which was actually the release date for the book that I'm going to talk about, which is called Spun. I am not, and I keep repeating myself because I think it is important to say, I am not a fantasy reader. I like sci-fi, but when it's dystopic. If it's something that has to do with space or technology, really science, I do not like it. Fantasy, I, for some reason, don't really enjoy the world building. I like urban fantasy because it's usually takes place in this world, so I already know where the world is and how the world works, but for some reason fantasy and the world building of fantasy just doesn't appeal to me. But Goldspun was really well written, and I don't say this just because Brandy came to the show. Actually, I remember when I started reading the arc, the e-arc, I was a bit worried because, like I said, it's not a genre that I like reading. But I started reading and I was like, wow, like, for fantasy, this is really nice, this is really good, because I just wanted to know what happened with the characters, and I was interested, even though, as I said, the whole world building doesn't really attract me very much. This was a Rumpelstiltskin retelling, and I think Brandy did a great job writing this book. And again, my review comes from a place of someone who does not appreciate the genre that much, But if you are a fantasy reader, I think you will really like this one. And it has at least one sequel. Brandy herself doesn't know if it's going to be more than two books, but there is at least a sequel. The next book was also an audiobook, and I picked it up actually because I didn't see a lot of people talking about it on Instagram. I got it from LibreFM because I am part of their ALCs program, and I thought, yeah, I'm just going this time to pick up a book that's, well, I wouldn't say nobody is talking about, that I haven't seen nobody talk about. And it was The Mermaid of Jeju by Sumi Han. And this story actually brought me back a lot to pachinko. I loved pachinko. I think I've read pachinko last month or so. Not last month, but like the month of before. Did I just forget which month is before May? Is that April? That's April. I'm very sorry. Is this a side effect of the vaccination? Oh no, it's just a side effect of my memory and old age. Anyway, so it was The Mermaid of Jeju. It really made me think of pachinko in the sense that it takes place in Korea as well, but it is also about, you know, Japanese occupation in Korea and during the war and what the American people were doing there. So this is a story about one woman and she ends up immigrating to America. So the story basically starts off with her in America and then you kind of see how she grew up. And what really got my attention when I picked up the book was the fact that it was about these people that lived by the sea and they survived from the sea and they were great divers because that's how they got their food. And the whole story is just, it's also a love story and I really, really enjoyed it. Like, not as much as pachinko because I think it's less intricate than pachinko, but the characters were super, they felt so real. And I got so attached to them and to see how they were going to survive certain situations. It was a short book as well. It was really well written. The next book was a graphic novel, which I haven't read in a while, even though I really like graphic novels. And it was Irena, Book 2, Children of the Ghetto by John David Morvan. Actually, this was written by more people. This is just the main person. And basically, this book talks about Irena Sendlerova. I hope I'm pronouncing that well. Irena Sendlerova, I think that's how you pronounce it. And she was a social worker in the Warsaw Ghetto in the early 1940s. So she saved a lot of Jewish children from the ghetto. And at the moment, there are, I think, three books. I had picked up the first book 2 years ago, because I saw it at a bookstore that actually sells mostly comics and graphic novels and stuff. It's called Yendor in Rotterdam. And I enjoyed it so much that it kind of propelled me to read graphic novels in Dutch and eventually to read other books in Dutch. So my boyfriend actually went to this shop again, to Yendor, and he saw that the book 2 was already out and book 3, so he got me book 2. And of course now I am going to complete the collection and get book 3, but I also made a promise this year, I've talked before, that I am on a book buying ban, so I am not buying it, not yet. Unless I find it on Storytel or something, I'm not reading it yet, but it's okay. I think the books can be read. I mean, maybe the second one needs, you know, the first one, because the first one is really the beginning of the story. But I think, like, you can read the first book and still get a grasp of the things that happen. But this was really a very good follow-up. This month, I have read quite a few books in Dutch because I am part of a few book clubs, two of them for my job. So I'm hosting them right now. And the first one that I've read was called Welcome in het Rijk der Zieken by Hanne Barefoots. It is not, as far as I know, translated into English, but there is one book that she wrote that I actually read this month as well, and it was there is like a book month, there is a book week in the Netherlands, and this year it was from 29 May until the 6th of June, and Hanne Barefoots wrote that book, because there is always one book that is like the book week book, and she wrote it. And that story is going to be made into a short film, if I am not mistaken, and in English, I think. If again, I read the news very quickly, but if I am not mistaken, it's going to be picked up to become a novel in English. But Welcome in a Trek der Zieken is the second novel by her that I read, and I really like her. And this book was from the between this one and the other one, which was After, that I read earlier this year, this one was my favorite. She manages to talk about chronic illness. She herself has a chronic illness, so this comes also from personal experience. But I know friends, I have friends who also struggle and deal with this whole situation with not knowing what the diagnose is, and afterwards knowing what the diagnose is and having to live with it for their entire lives, and having to deal with especially chronic pain. And she just managed to create like this very metaphorical work within a story that is very, very real. So it's very difficult to explain when you haven't read the book, but I think it was a brilliant depiction of chronic illness. And if it's not translated into English, I really hope it will in the future, because it honestly really deserves translation and really deserves to be read by many more people. And I absolutely loved it. The other book that I've read was also about sickness, because the theme for last month's book club that I host, and it's called Educate Yourself, so we always try to pick, you know, books about racism and feminism and fatphobia, everything related to social justice. And last week we actually read Disability and Sickness. So I had already read one of the books that we discussed, and that was Disability Visibility. And this time we gave the option of people to read three books. So one of them was Disability Visibility, which I've read. It was really good. It's just a bunch of essays talking about also chronic illness and other kinds of disabilities. It was super interesting. The other one was Welcome in a Trek der Zieken. And then the last one was Kleinzeer by Nadia de Vries. Another one that is super interesting, because Nadia, when she was 11, she got diagnosed with a disease that cannot be fixed. And she thought she was going to die by the time she was 14. So she didn't plan for a future. She just, of course, she went to school. But here in the Netherlands, there's like, you can follow two sides in school, let's say, two ways. And one way you can go to university, and the other one is more technical, I guess, or like office jobs. So if you have lower grades by the time you are 12, then, you know, it's a little bit more difficult for you to follow the kind of way that will take you to become, let's say, a doctor or architect or stuff like that. So basically, she did not prepare for a future. She didn't have to think about what she wanted to become or what she was going to do beyond her 14th anniversary, because she did not expect to live that long. And then she becomes 14, and then basically she just suddenly becomes healed. She doesn't have the disease anymore. And now she has to deal with this, with the fact that she planned her entire life to die, and now she has to live. And I really like the way that Nadia writes. There are a lot of things in there that are also just making humor, you know, like self-deprecating humor, in the sense that it's such a situation that it's so serious. And you're writing in a way that actually makes people laugh about really, really serious things. And I love that. And I think it's super interesting the way that she also picks up certain situations from, you know, pop culture and growing up in the 90s and stuff like that, and 2000s, and then talks about those situations. So it's not just a memoir, and it's not just about her disease. It's a book that is actually pretty small and pretty quick to read, but it's super interesting. So who knows? Maybe it will get translated into English, maybe it won't. Listen, just, you know, learn Dutch and then you can read this. So good luck with that. It's worth it. It is worth it. The next book that I have read is called Somebody's Daughter by Ashley C. Ford. And this was basically the opposite of what happened with The Mermaid of Jeju. Basically here, I kept hearing people talk about the book. and I got curious. I think again LibreFM had the book on one of their ALCs program, and I listened to it and I thought it was really interesting. I always like memoirs. This memoir kind of sounds or starts off as if it's Ashley talking about her relationship with her father who is in jail. But I think it's so much more about her relationship with her mother and her family and coming to terms with the fact of why her father ended up in jail. So if you like memoirs and if you like talking, or not talking, but listening and thinking about social justice, about relationship within the family and just, you know, like becoming an adult in certain situations, I think you will very much enjoy this one. The next book was What Weighs Zaken by Hanne Barefoots, and this was the book that I mentioned before that was written for the Book Week in the Netherlands, which was in the beginning of this month. And it's a very short story, and it's about this, well, there's this main character, and she gets a job checking content. So basically people who are hired for Facebook and other platforms to make sure that whatever is online can be viewed by other people. So this is what her job entails. And then of course there's, you know, the people around her life and around her life with her job and work colleagues and everything that happens when you are working in certain conditions, watching certain things. It talks a lot, I think, or it makes you think a lot about ethic, but not just about ethics, because there is also a sapphic relationship in it, so a relationship between two women and what they go through, but also a lot about the relationships between the main character and other people that she dated. And like I said, even though it is a very short story, I think it's very well written, and again, she makes you think, the author makes you think a lot about ethic, and she did this before with Efter. Efter, and I've spoken about this book before, is about, well, you know, in the future, scientists discover this kind of pill that can actually help you if you are in love but you don't want to be in love, or if you are in love like obsessively. So yeah, I think it's kind of curious that she brings so often this idea of ethics to her stories, and she did it again. And if you have the chance again to get your hands on this or to watch the movie when it comes out, and that, as I said, it will be, I think, available in English, well, take your chance. I also finally finished Het Ministerie van Oplossingen by Sanne Roseboom. And this was also a read that I started for the book club, but not Educate Yourself. This was for the other book club that I am a part of, that I host, called Nieuw Taal, where we read easy books for people who are already can speak Dutch, you know, people who are trying to speak better through reading. And I enjoyed it because it really made me go back to when I was 9-10 years old and I started reading. Reading as something that I do like right now, like when I became a reader, when I realized, wow, I really love reading. Reading is super cool and I want to continue doing it as much as I can. And I started with adventure stories. And this is also Het Ministerie van Oplossingen, basically is the ministry of, not resolving, but yeah, like the ministry of resolving stuff. And it's about these three kids who are friends and they decide to help people solve situations that they got themselves into and, you know, that makes them sad. So they try to work out a way to help these people. And I think, honestly, like for children, it's really fun. Again, I still enjoy children's books, but this is very specific for an age as well, and I still liked it. And if I was a child, I would absolutely love this story. So she has, I think, now four books out. So if you are someone who enjoys adventure stories and would like to, you know, read more in Dutch, these are a safe bet. They are not too complicated, but they're still fun to read. The last book of the month was Lost Children Archive by Valeria Luiselli. I've read this book, actually I've listened to it as an audiobook after I found out that the author had won an award, and it's just, it's honestly, I had a conversation with someone on Instagram, with a friend on Instagram, about how it's the kind of story that even though you don't know very well what to say about it, it just kind of lingers. And it lingers because the story is more than a story, it is also a feeling. Because in the end, the story talks about a lot of things. This is about a family. They are, like, there's a mother, a father, and two kids, but they're not, basically, the man is the father, is the father of the boy, and the mother is the mother of the girl. And then they got together, and of course they are a family now. And they record stuff with sounds, like their work is to record sounds, like a sound archive. But there's also this story about a neighbor, because if I'm not mistaken, they live in New York and they are going to cross the United States to Texas to go to a specific native place that the guy wants to search and to record sounds around it. But there is this neighbor whose kids, two daughters, traveled from Mexico to the United States and tried to cross the border, but they kind of got caught up in a detention center. So the main character of the story is trying to help her, you know, ex-neighbor to find the kids, to see where the kids are. But the thing is, and then there's another story, which is also the story of native people in America and how basically their space and their land was taken over. And then there's a lot of stories within this story, in the sense that she actually touches a lot of subjects. But one thing that was, I think, a bit frustrating, and that's why I gave it a 4-star instead of 5, is that she doesn't really go deep into any of those stories. So basically she touches the surface of a lot of things without exploring it too much. And there is still a lot of mysteries that didn't get solved. Another thing that, again, set it back to the 4 stars was that there was a lot of reading from, for example, books by Susanne Sontag. She read a lot of passages from the book, so I was kind of like feeling that I was reading certain books through the book that she was writing, and that felt like I'm looking for another story. And if I want to check, if you want to mention Susanne Sontag or whoever, and I can go and check it out, I don't need you to read so many passages of a book to me just to transmit what you want to transmit. But I still enjoy the story a lot. I loved the way that also there's like 3 people telling the story, but one of them is like the main teller of the story, the main storyteller. And then there's like the kids also speak a little bit at the end. And there is one point in which the 2 point of views intertwine, and that was super interesting to see, especially because I do think, I don't have kids, I think she really nailed the way that kids behave and the way that kids think and the relationship between the brother and the sister. Again, it's a very, I don't know if it's even a strange book, it's just, it elicits, I think the word is elicits, a lot of emotions. And more than, like I said, a story is really a feeling, and it kind of lingers onto you. So still really enjoyed it. 4 stars. It was really, really good. And that's it for this month. I think I've read like, what was that, 7 books or something? I didn't really tell, but it was a great reading month, I think. I read a lot of good stories. I made a lot of progress when it comes to Dutch. Read 1 novel in Dutch. I'm very proud of myself for that. And I will be back next month with another bonus episode to talk about the books that I have read in June. I am reading, I think, maybe 6 books at the moment. A few books because, well, I really gotta get on with the e-ARCs, like the advanced reading copies that I requested on Edelweiss. And also because I am preparing for a few more interviews. So I am reading quite a few interesting books from people that I am very excited to interview. So keep an eye out for the podcast. Subscribe if you haven't yet. And I will be back again next week with an interview to another book lover. I'll talk to you then, and thank you for listening. And you know, if you can, take that vaccine, kids.